interesting thing. When we're talking about Torah, we say, Hashirena avinu l'sarasacha. Retain us, restore us, O Father, to your Torah. And there's no way it's a coincidence that just before Shema, in the bracha of Ava Rabba, we say, Avinu havarachaman, hamirachim rachim alinu. Father, merciful Father, merciful one, have mercy on us. We're saying, B'libeinu l'havan l'haskel, l'shmai alilman l'lamed. We ask for all the things that we need, intellectual faculties, to be able to learn Torah properly. That in both cases, both in the bracha before the Shema and this bracha in the Amidah, we refer to Hashem as our Father. So, the son of the Vilna Gaon says, the reason why is because when we learn Torah, it's like having a father who's the king, who gave us the key to the treasure house. And that means that when you say those words, that word Avinu, it's possible to really, really, really focus deeply on it. You can say, and you can have in mind the tefillah, merciful Father, have mercy on me like a father has to a child, and bring me back to you. Bring me close to you. You're my loving, doting Father. Have mercy on me regardless of where I've fallen to, wherever I've been. A father's love for a child is so powerful and so deep. We tap into that. We feel it. And we beg Hashem from that place to bring us back. Pasuk says in Tehillim, "Hu yikareini avi ata." Says the Yesod HaAvoda of the Slanim Rebbe. When a Jew is filled with simcha in his heart or her heart, that Hashem is their father, and Hashem says, "Yeah, I find him chayit now." That Hashem relates to us as his special, precious, firstborn child. Meaning, we need to pull that lever. Pull that lever and really feel that closeness to Hashem, that He's our Father. That this isn't just a relationship of din, of judgment, of justice. This isn't just a relationship of obligation. This is a relationship of love and connection. And when we start to feel that way, Hashem behaves towards us in that way. So Hashemino Avinu, L'Serasach. Understanding that first, it's Hashem bring us back to your Torah. And then, after that, V'Achzireinu B'Shiva Shleima L'Fanecha, that we want a deep and profound connection to Hashem through His Torah. This coming up to Shavuos is so powerful and so important. A relationship with Hashem isn't something random. It isn't something unattainable. When Hashem gave us the Torah, He revealed Himself through this book. He taught us how to come close to Him. He gave of Himself to us. And that bond is so deep. Yisrael, Araisa, Kutcha, Brichuwa, Achadu, the Hashem, Jewish people, the Torah, all one. So we're tapping into that deep, deep, deep connection. Everything flows from there. All we have to do is make the first move.